Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Lauren, it's good. How about you?
It's great. We've been waiting for today for a long time, and I don't really feel like doing a lot of small talk, so...
Today's the day!
I know, it is. We probably have some new listeners here today, so let's just quick introduce ourselves.
Welcome.
We are Pod of the Dragon, and we're all about everything going on in Westeros. Right now, that's going to be House of the Dragon. We just did a Game of Thrones rewatch series, so go back and listen to that if you want to. But here we are for the next 10 weeks. We're going to be talking about House of the Dragon, and I'm so excited.
Yes. So the whole point of us making this podcast was to record our hour-long commentaries that we usually would have with each other after Game of Thrones for this new series. So here we are. We just watched episode one.
Yeah. And like, I know there's other podcasts out there that are like more book smart than we are. Not that we're not, but
technical,
we're not going to go deep into the research here. Mostly we're here to talk shit. Some of the stuff we say is very not canon.
Yes. It's a recap a little bit. It's a commentary. It's just a lot of talking shit.
Yeah. But I do have thoughts. So
I have so many thoughts.
Okay, so.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you took like a whole bunch of notes.
I did. I brought an actual notebook because I didn't want to have another screen with a light in my face. So
perfect.
I wrote stuff down. I don't know if I can read my own handwriting, but we'll find out. And yeah, so we're going to be talking about episode one that just aired. We literally just finished watching it when we're recording this. So let's dive in. Let's do it.
Let's do it. What did you think? Just overall impressions.
Yeah, overall, a couple things. I'm sure you have a lot to say about the music. I was stoked about how that tied the whole series into Game of Thrones, like, more than anything else. Because, like, the feel of the show was quite a bit different. It was more like, especially at the beginning of the episode, there's a lot more, like, high fantasy Disney feel almost. Like,
it reminded me of, like, the Tudors or, like, some of these, like, medieval type shows more than, even though Game of Thrones was that, but it had that vibe more. Like the kings and queens and princes and princesses and...
Yeah, well, and even like just with starting right in with the dragons and stuff, like that's something that you wouldn't have necessarily gotten away with when season one of Game of Thrones started airing. Like you couldn't have just dove into it like that. You would have lost half your audience, you know?
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones paved the way for us to be able to do that. So that's awesome. And okay, we were texting a little bit and you said that this made Game of Thrones make even less sense. And I totally agree. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I just, that ending when he's like, oh, like, this is what the Song of Ice and Fire is, and, like, everyone's gonna need to battle the White Walkers. Okay, why wasn't that the final battle of the show, for one? They're like, the world's gonna end, everyone has to come together. That's not what happened.
Right.
It wasn't a Targaryen who defeated the Night King. And, like, who are they talking about? They're like, a Targaryen has to be on the throne
I'm sorry.
Unite everyone. Is it Jon Snow?
Before we go any further, I mean, obviously this is fucking full of spoilers, so...
Oh, yay, we should do spoilers.
We're gonna spoil the shit out of this.
Too. Also, content warnings. There's some brutal shit in this, so I guess just, like, murder, childbirth trauma.
Yeah, lots of...
Dismemberment.
Definitely, like, hopefully if you're here, you already are somebody who watched the show, and I think that's more what you need the content warning and trigger warnings for. But, like, if you have had pregnancy difficulties or childbirth difficulties, I'm sure this was very triggering. That was pretty brutal. So, anyway, sorry, let's get back into it. Sorry for the not quite at the top spoiler and content warning alert.
Yeah, but we want to keep doing that. We want to, you know... Let you guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. So, I mean, there was that whole thing where they're, like, the Targs are, like, passing down this secret where they know what's going to happen at the end of Game of Thrones, but not really.
It obviously gets lost in time, is the point.
Yeah, and it gets lost before that ever happens, so.
But are they saying Jon Snow is the one who reunited everyone. He was the Targaryen, but he wasn't on the Iron Throne at the time. Neither was Daenerys, but I guess they were following her as if she were queen at that point.
So when they start the show, they say like 100 and whatever years before.
172.
Blah, blah, blah. And then it like fades to just the number of years and the name Daenerys Targaryen. And I was like, first of all, you ruined Daenerys Targaryen last time we talked.
How dare you say my girl's name in vain after what you did to her.
So, and they're like saying this as if she's like the savior of that show. And I'm just like, but okay, I guess they're ignoring season 8 too. So fine.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, honestly. Like, it was like, I feel like because George was involved in this and he's just like, yeah, fuck season 8. I'm talking about the books, which that's a whole other can of worms. What books?
Oh, not today, Christine.
Not today, because we did get a show and it was pretty good. But I loved it overall.
I did too. I'm very excited. It gave me some feels. And one of the other things, though, that's like an overarching thing that I'm not excited about, but it's there, is a lot more pedo vibes than we've ever had. And we had a lot before.
Yeah.
Everyone's a pedophile.
Everyone's a pedophile.
Otto Hightower didn't realize that he was going to like try to sort of sell his daughter off. So that was cute. Didn't like that. And then, I mean, we knew Daemon was going to be a pedo.
I feel like that's like why it reminded me of the Tudors, because it was like, you know, dad wants to get ahead. Maybe you should seduce the king. Maybe. Like, you know, it reminds me of like some of that old like Henry VIII kind of shows in that sense. But it's gross.
We start with a like historical scene from when Viserys gets picked over his sister because, duh, they picked the boy. So that kind of just sets the stage for this whole drama that's going to happen, because there's already been the precedent set that it doesn't matter if you're the firstborn, if you're a girl. And like now that's the law, because they already did that literally one generation ago. So that's obviously going to become important in the next, throughout the next few episodes, I believe, because she's probably going to be sort of salty about the situation, but also like happy for her niece getting a better lot than she did.
Yeah, I mean, I want more Rhaenys, honestly. Like, she's just got this, like, snarky look on her face the entire time. Like just this,
she
like,
has the
The bump it, yeah. But she just has this whole attitude of, like, I could have done this better. And I appreciate that. And I love how her husband's on board with it, too. And they're just kind of both, like, you know, serving in this court and making the best of it, but just kind of like making side eyes and snarky comments at each other. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, hell yeah. She's awesome. Honestly, like from what I've seen so far, we're going to get like a similar feel to Game of Thrones, where like a lot of the women in this show are going to be like very awesome characters who are trying to fight the patriarchy.
Yes. Yeah, probably even more, it seems, because that's kind of like the whole focus. We don't have these.
Yeah. Of course, we also have the major spoiler that is Game of Thrones, that it's not going to work.
Yeah, so it starts with that, and it's narrated by Rhaenyra, but it seems like it's the older Rhaenyra narrating, because she says, that's my, you know, Viserys became king, that's my father. And then it's fast forwards to 9 years into his reign, and his baby's about to be born.
Okay, so I'm curious, because we were expecting this to be like a bit of a non-linear storytelling situation.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it is.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that in this, and now I'm not sure if we will, because it would seem weird to cut to that in the next episode.
Yeah, maybe just like at some point there's going to be a time jump.
That's what I'm thinking now.
That's what it seems.
And it's like, how long do we get with the younger characters? And then, like, how far are we going to skip ahead? Because, like, if it's not that far, why would you have two actors?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the next episode takes place, like, 10 years in the future or something.
Part of me thinks that, like, do they have to cut ahead so that Daemon isn't having sex with a child?
Yeah, I think it's just because a lot of time actually passes. Like, they're kids in this, and then by the time...
I don't know, but they're also setting the stage for Viserys, like, having some kind of injury.
that is not having sex with a child because he marries Allison Hightower. Spoilers. Yeah, there's also spoilers here because we read the book. So,
oh, yeah. That. Sorry, guys.
But, like, the lore, we don't know what's going to happen on the show. The lore is that when Allison goes in and visits Viserys, they eventually get married and have baby. That's the whole what Dance of Dragons is.
Well, and, okay, so also a lot of what we have seen so far from the trailers was from this episode. So, like, not all of it, but, like, quite a bit, honestly. I
noticed that,
so
too,
like,
yeah.
Damn, like, we just got all the things, and then now the rest is a mystery, and I'm fine with
I
that.
Like that they did
I'm
that.
Excited,
yeah. I don't like when things get spoiled. I love trailers, but I hate when I'm like, oh, I saw all of that in the trailer already.
Did you notice that the dragons all have saddles in this?
Yeah, that is odd. But I guess it makes sense because, like, Daenerys wouldn't have, like, a dragon saddle made. When's she going to have time for that? But, like, back in the day when, like, everyone was a dragon rider, it just makes sense that it's probably more comfortable.
Yeah. And it also kind of made me think, like, she kind of fits in, going back to Game of Thrones, like, it kind of makes Daenerys fit in with the Dothraki a little bit more because that's, like, where she started.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are, like, riding their horses bareback. Not all of them, but, like, it almost kind of fit in with that, too. What do you think of the new Red Keep?
Ooh, interesting. I don't know. This whole, like, King's Landing to me, I'm like, it's so clearly not
so
the
clearly
old King's
Hogwarts.
Landing. Go on. It does look like Hogwarts.
I don't know. It just gave me major Hogwarts vibes. I was, like, ready for the stairs to start swinging around.
It does
around.
Look like Hogwarts.
Did you notice, though, that they have the map room from season 8 of Game
of
Thrones?
No, like, a lot of the set part is the same, but, like, out on the street, it's so clearly a different European city that it's, like, bothers me. You can't trick me. That's an entirely different country.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, like, the overall feel of, like, the first few scenes just felt like I said, like, a little more, like, Disney.
Fair, yeah.
In the sense that it was just like, la la la, fantasy time. And I was just like, I know this is going to get a lot darker from here. And I kind of like that they're doing the contrast between, like, it being, like, happy fantasy times and then shit's going to go down, which it does even within this episode.
Yeah. Did you get sapphic vibes between Allison and Rhaenyra? Or do I just think everything's gay? Because I got the vibe that Rhaenyra has a crush on Allison and Allison is clueless.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that sounds right.
Like, where she keeps asking her to, like, ride dragons with me, and it seems like she's always staring at her and, like, holding her hand, and Allison's just like, we need to study. Listen to this gossip.
She's laying on her lap, and she's like, aren't you worried about your position? She's like, I like this position.
I like this position. Yeah, exactly. And even the first time you see them together, like, she, like, walks over to her, and she's like, oh, like, you know, he's almost big enough to put two saddles on. And Allison's like, yeah, no, I'm good just watching. And she turns around and you can tell Rhaenyra's just, like, staring at her. So I'm, like, wondering if they're going to do anything with that later. Like, obviously they're not going to hook up or they're not going to be friends. But I'm, like, wondering how much they're going to play into that Rhaenyra being kind of gay. But she also seems, like, kind of like that with Damon, too.
Ooh,
yeah, like, they have, like, a weird...
She definitely is very flirty with her uncle, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew this was happening. We knew about it, so I'm not surprised, but it still was gross.
Yeah, and she was probably, like, thinks she would possibly end up with him, too, because people in her family just marry their family all the time. Like, it's not unusual for her. It's still creepy.
I liked that Rhaenyra was the cupbearer, like, even though Paddy Considine, a.k.a. Viserys, even though he, like, hasn't really accepted her as his heir yet, he's like, I'm still, like, letting her in on all the insider info, like, because she's coming in, like, a little later in the game into her life, like, at least she's been there, you know, like.
Yeah, she hears these meetings, she knows what's going on.
Yeah, and she's not gonna, like, become the heir with no context and no kind of, like, training or whatever. She knows what's up.
Because he could have had her, like, in with the mom, like, serving with, like, the handmaidens.
Exactly.
Because that's where the women go. And he was specifically just like, you're late. Like, yeah. You're supposed to be here in the small council meeting.
Yeah. No, I liked that. So I think, like, subconsciously, he's been open to this, even if... I think it was almost, like, the fact that he was chosen over his sister sort of gives him this prejudice that he's not supposed to name her as heir, but then he's obviously given this other reason to later. But like somewhere in his subconscious, he's been open to it, it seems like, the whole time.
Yeah, it seems like it doesn't take him much to get there, but he was always hopeful that he'd have a son.
I have some other thoughts, Christine.
Tell me your thoughts.
So, okay, we had heard a little rumor that like maybe Daenerys was like a fluke of magic, but there's some references in here to the Targaryens being dragons. And like they also say like if we didn't have dragons, we'd just be normal people or whatever. But also they say that dragons like heat, and then Viserys was like touching all the candle flames.
Yeah, like the Iron Throne cut him, and then he was cauterizing his own cuts with the candle flames and like not flinching. Like that was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess this show's leading into the Targaryens being fireproof.
So, the gold cloak scene with the parts cart.
The parts cart. I think that's trying to tell us how like impulsive and brutal Viserys can be. They just round Damon. Up Damon, not Viserys. You know, Viserys is good in this, unlike Game of Thrones, where Viserys is brutal and evil.
Viserys 1, not Viserys 2.
Viserys 1 is good. Damon is brutal and just very impulsive.
And his little smirk about all of this activity the next day in the small council meeting, he's like very pleased with himself and happy that he can get away with this kind of shit.
Yes, but it's also reminiscent of when Bronn does that, when he's like,
it totally is. He does.
We rounded up like all of the known criminals for questioning.
Yeah, but Bronn wasn't cutting their testicles and arms off.
No, he didn't like put on a show of it. Yeah, they were like thief, cut off hand, raper. I do like that they said raper instead of rapist. We've said this before. Yes. It's a better word for them. Raper, cut off balls. Murderer, cut off head.
Cut off head, and then put it on the parts cart.
And put it on the parts cart.
I mean, we knew it was coming. Pure brutality.
Yeah, I didn't mind that brutality. Like, I didn't like watching it, but it felt relevant to the plot. I didn't love the whole tourney scene. It just felt like, well, I just didn't care. It was just, like, brutal for the sake of being brutal, and I just didn't care.
I think, I mean, and they kind of touched on this in, like, the inside the episode thing afterwards, where they're talking about how, like, they can bring in, like, this playing at war situation during a time of peace, but it kind of is a prologue to what's going to happen in the rest of the show.
That's true.
So I get it from that aspect, but I agree like that it, like the actual actions in the moment were somewhat irrelevant. I do think that like the Criston Cole and Daemon Targaryen thing is going to continue from that episode, so it may be more important as the show goes on, too.
That's true. It feels very relevant that Criston Cole beat Damon. And then what about, and then it was overlaid with, at the beginning, Emma Targaryen, which, great name, Emma with an A. Emma Targaryen says that the child bed is the women's battleground, and they say in the after the episode that they purposely overlay her giving birth with the tourney scene, but very much, much more brutal scene in the child bed. Hated that, to be completely honest.
Hated that. That was very difficult to watch, especially knowing, like, the medical expertise available is basically none.
Like, she basically gets a C-section with no anesthetic and, like, with it, they know that they can't sew her back up. She's just...
Yeah, I hated all of that. It made you like Viserys 1 a little bit less because he obviously chose to have his wife killed. They are saying, like, she will die no matter what. So, like...
She will die no matter what.
I have to take that with a grain of salt because that's true, too. Again, going back to the medical science that's available. Like, yeah, they weren't going to be able to save her at all.
The baby was breech, which means the feet were coming out and not the head. And they said they couldn't turn the baby around, so they were either both going to die or they could do the whatever version of a C-section they had in their bullshit maester magic. And she would die from the bleeding, but the baby might survive. Gross that they asked him and not her, and then showed that I think that's what bothered me. Not that, like, I totally get, like, things like that happened in medicine, and, like, it bothered me that they showed her, like, protesting.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, and they talked about that a little bit in the inside the episode, because they're saying like, this is the kind of thing that happened to women in medieval times. Like, they were subjected to men just deciding this kind of shit for them. Mm-hmm. So it is realistic in that sense. Doesn't make it suck still less. Still
kind of is in a lot of ways, but we won't go there. But I do, you know what I mean? It is an interesting commentary that they are making a commentary about men making decisions for women's bodies in a modern show.
To, like, the most extreme extent.
Yes. But I still didn't like watching that at all. I would have preferred it been a conversation and not a scene that we had to watch.
Well, and honestly, like, let's say they did talk to her and they were like, you're gonna fucking die. Like, probably as a mother, she would say the same thing as he did.
She probably would too, yeah. But I just didn't
like that they showed the scene. But, like, I think given she knows for sure you will die, but we might be able to save your kid. I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah. No, I almost wish that was the scene. Like, it just bothered me how upset she was. Like, no, please don't do this.
Well, and even if the maester comes to him, he could have been like, let's ask her. Novel idea.
Ugh. Like, because there was a similar thing in Bridgerton in the last season where they showed, like, the mom almost died in childbirth. And they went to ask, like the dad was dead. And they went to ask the brother, do you want to save the baby or the mom? And he was just like, ask her that. It's not my body. And she said, save the baby. And then, you know, they both survived. But yeah, very different in Targaryen land.
Of course. Welcome back to Westeros, guys.
Shit's brutal. Shit's patriarchal. It ain't great.
And then, of course, as we said, Alicent is told to go comfort the king. She is a child. Her dad tells
her
to,
like, wear your mother's dress. Yes. Because her dresses are, like, not mature and sexy enough, apparently. Because she's a child.
Which is, like, a thing in medieval times or whenever, I guess, where, like, you, when you're a child, you wear certain dresses and then you switch to wear, yeah, so I guess that's the thing. But, yeah, gross.
Gross, yeah. I very much get a vibe with her and Rhaenyra, too, that I like the way they're playing that off, whereas Rhaenyra's the princess. So she's just very carefree, goes about her day, like, you know, flirting. Of course, she's nervous, like, she's worried about her mother and stuff like that, but she just seems very more just, like, you know, just, like, going about her day-to-day, whereas Alicent seems more anxious. Like, she's being brought up as, like, a woman. Like,
the fingernail picking, too.
The fingernail picking. Like, she's just being brought up as a woman in this era where, like, the princess was always going to be fine. You know, like, maybe not. She'd probably get married off to her creepy uncle. But, but, like, you know, Alicent's in this thing where, like, her family's position is more, like, it's not as solid as the Targaryens are. She doesn't know who she's going to be married off to. She doesn't know how she needs to behave herself in the court. And you can, like, very much see that in the way that she interacts with Rhaenyra versus the way that Rhaenyra interacts with her, which is very just like, let's ride dragons, la la la.
Yeah, and Alicent definitely comes off as just being much more mature than Rhaenyra in this episode.
And she's almost forced to be. In a way, where Rhaenyra is allowed to, like, fly on, like, go on her dragon flights and, like, play around and stuff like that. Whereas Alicent's, like, she's, like, serving at court. Like, she has a job.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like that was somewhat intentional to just to, like, because she, especially, I think she looked the most, like, child, honestly, in the scene where she's named heir. Like, she looked very young in that. And so I think it was intentional to just kind of show us, like, she's a kid and all these responsibilities are going to be hers now. So I think some of it is just to kind of paint that narration for us as well. Because there are other things that kind of make me think that she will be able to step right up to that too.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, like I said before, she was like, you know, very able to be carefree in life. And now she's heir to the throne. And I have a feeling things are going to be very different now.
And I think, too, it's possible that it also stems from she's been looked over this whole time. In, like, yes. You're not the heir. And, like, because she even says, I'll never be a son. And then, like, at the end of the episode, she is named the heir. But, like, she's had this sense of, like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm never going to be the one.
Yeah, she's had the privilege of royalty without the responsibility of it for most of her life.
And it doesn't seem like she didn't want that responsibility, but she sort of knew that it was never an option for her.
Yeah, it wasn't an option, especially after what happened to Rhaenys.
I have a note here that said Dracarys is sad now because she had to fire her own mother.
Dracarys. Her dragon has a weird looking face too. He's got like little spikes. He looks different than the Daenerys' dragons.
He has more prominent spikes and not as many spikes.
Yeah, he's got like two forehead spikes.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that scene's pretty heavy. I don't know. I didn't quite have the feel of it, but when you think about it, it's like she had to be the one to burn her own mother's body as well as her baby brother, who she never really got to meet. And that's pretty sad and heavy. That's a lot for a teenager.
That is a lot.
And her dad's just kind of like there.
Yeah, he can't.
He doesn't have dragon, right?
I was wondering about that. Why doesn't he have a dragon?
I can't remember from the book if he ever was dragon rider.
I don't remember. Because the only dragons we've met so far are Daemon's dragon and Rhaenyra's dragon. But there are more, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I know there will be, but are there more currently?
I kind of don't think there are more right now.
Okay.
And I can't remember, because not all the Targaryens are dragon riders.
That's true.
I can't remember
those Dagrons.
If he, like, used to and his dragon died or what the deal is.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
So maybe that's something we'll need to go look into. Or you guys could email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com and let us know, because we don't remember.
Yeah, let us know what happened to his dragon.
Then in the small council, they're like, your daughter should be your heir. And then the rest of them are like, a girl? That's a stupid idea. Meanwhile, Paddy Considine is like, fuck you, I'm sad.
Yeah, like, can I please mourn my wife and my child before
you're... For, like, 10 fucking minutes?
Yeah, they do not allow. And Daemon overhears this whole conversation.
Yeah, right before he goes out and has a sex party to celebrate his nephew's death.
Big orgy party. Do you remember when they were like, this show's gonna have a lot less nudity and sex in it?
Yeah, like, last week.
Really? Because, like, the first episode is big orgy, like, in multiple scenes. It seems exactly the same.
And they kept the, like, lattice see-through walls in the brothel because that's realistic.
Yeah, there's, like, this scene he's, like, fucking one of the sex workers who seems like is, like, he has a relationship with her.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, talk and he takes her with him at the end, right? They get on the dragon together.
I thought so. So is that what's her face?
I think so. Yeah.
Missaria?
I think that's Missaria. But I just thought it was a sex worker at first. I mean, she is, but like I thought it was just like a sex worker he just like hired at the brothel. And then all
she's
the other
like kind of his girlfriend.
Yeah, it seems like she's kind of his girlfriend. And then all the other sex workers are watching because he's like, do they is he just like notorious or do they all think he's like hot?
I think he has a lot of money.
Okay. I do kind of think he's hot.
I do too, honestly.
I'm like very into bad boy Daemon Targaryen Matt Smith.
Me too.
Like a lot.
Other than when he's being a total pedo.
You don't like that.
Don't like that, but damn,
but I
he's
get
hot.
Why she does.
Yeah.
Because like he just seems, he's got that like daddy energy. Like it seems like not dad, like daddy, like he just seems like attention from him would be like, ooh, okay.
Yep, I get it.
I get it, Rhaenyra, we're with you. But also, don't fuck your uncle.
Yeah, maybe don't. Also, I don't know, for anyone listening, I feel like more people probably read the main A Song of Ice and Fire books and not necessarily Fire and Blood, which is fair. It's not as good of a read, honestly.
No.
It's written more as like a historical text. But at this point in time, the Targaryens are already trying to like not fuck each other because like the realm said that was bad. So it's not like a given that she's going to marry her uncle because at this point they're trying to say that's weird. And they're like, maybe stop the incest. So we're already there. Just to give you some context that this is still kind of
maybe
not
stop
acceptable.
The incest.
So, okay, I just keep calling Viserys Paddy in my notes because he just is Paddy.
He's Paddy. He looks so Irish the whole time.
He does. He's just Paddy. So Paddy calls Rhaenyra into the Dragon Skull Room with Balerion the Dread. So he calls her in to the Balerion the Dread Room and he's like, what do you see? when you look at the dragon skull. And eventually she's like, I see us because we're related because we fucked dragons. Because
somebody fucked a dragon.
She doesn't say that, but she does say that I see us and that, like, the dragons give them power and blah, blah, blah. And he says that this is a very important thing. And this is when he, like, gives her the A Song of Ice and Fire dagger, which... Is this the cat's paw dagger?
Is it the cat's paw dagger? I couldn't tell. He gives her some dagger and is like...
It looked like it might be, but it was like shown to us very briefly in the dark. Please email us or tweet at us.
Which, if it is, that would make sense because isn't that what Arya eventually does kill the Night King with, is that dagger?
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe it was supposed to be passed down for that purpose. And then after Robert's rebellion, everything just got like fuck sword all over the place. And then Arya ended up back with it at some point in, you know.
Christine, this would actually make it make more sense in this one context because in our last
just episode... Just because of the cat's paw dagger.
In our last episode of our Game of Thrones rewatch, we were talking about how it doesn't make any fucking sense that the Night King can't be burned by dragonfire, but he can be killed by this dagger. So if they made the magic dagger specifically to kill this guy and that's the that only thing that sense. Can kill him,
yeah,
then it makes more sense.
Or if that was like part of the prophecy.
But it would have been better if they had said that sometime within the show Game of Thrones.
They're like backwards course correcting, but also not, because they're like a Targaryen has to be on the throne to reunite everyone. And I was like, that didn't happen ever.
Also, it just kind of like trying to put myself in her shoes. Your dad's a conspiracy theorist.
Right? I was thinking that too. Like, he's just like, it's really important that you know that someday zombies are going to take over us and it's going to be your job to protect people. And she's like, what? Your ancestor had a dream about the end of the world and now it's your job to tell everyone else about it.
Yes, the world's going to end and here's this magic dagger and I promise it's the only thing that'll work.
Here's my Y2K bunker.
No wonder she doesn't, like, pass it on. Okay.
No, right? Yeah, write to us if you think that's the cat's paw dagger. We couldn't tell.
I think it
but
is.
But I think it is. I think
I know it's in sense. This show. They've showed it in the trailer.
They have showed it in the trailer.
So, okay. We mentioned this from one of the trailers, too. There's the scene where Daemon, like, makes out with his dragon.
Yes. And then he gets his girlfriend to come in and caress the dragon,
and they
too.
Have a three-way.
They have a three-way with the dragon.
I don't really have any notes about that. I just wanted to call attention to it because of our conspiracy theory.
Good. Daemon might have fucked a dragon, too.
I think it's possible that him and Caraxes...
We did say that before.
Him and Caraxes, they got history. He's been riding the dragon for a while, if you know what I mean.
He's a dragon rider. This episode's getting a little weird.
Especially if you're new and you haven't listened to us before. This is what we're like. I would say sorry, but I'm not, so.
I'm not sorry. That's why we're here. If you'd like some Who Fucked a Dragon merch, you can go to our Etsy store.
Yeah, because we really just want to know which Targaryen it was. And so far, we need, like, at least 10 more prequels before this to get to that point in history.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to figure out in this show, but there might be hints.
I also don't know if the showrunners know that that's the true lore.
We have to let them know.
You guys, if anyone knows them.
Tell them.
All right. I mean, that's pretty much all my notes. So do you have any other thoughts that I kind of missed or anything?
No, that was very thorough.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited.
Me too. Yeah. The music was great. The show was great. The casting's great. I'm just excited to see what happens now. Yeah. Because everything that we saw from the trailers already happened. So it's just like we're going in blind.
Yep. There's a lot of mystery ahead, and I'm very excited to see how it plays out.
It was very exciting to like get back. I haven't like watched something like that in a while where I just like, I put my phone away, I turned off the lights, I lit candles, I like got my glass of wine and was just like, I didn't even take notes. I just wanted to like take it all in. I was just like very focused. And I haven't watched anything like that really since Game of Thrones, I guess. WandaVision, I did a whole thing, but still.
Yeah, well, and then, like, I wasn't expecting, like, the Game of Thrones music to be that prominent in it.
Yes.
And that just put me right back there. And I think that was the perfect way to do it, because a lot of things other than that felt very different.
And it's good that they do, because I don't want the same
Yeah, it's
show
good
again.
That they tied it together that way, but I think the music was the best choice for it, because, like, a lot of other things, we have a bit of a... mixed feeling or a bitter taste in our mouth about it at this point. But we still love that music. So
it's true.
I'm really glad they brought Ram and Djawadi back and that they just tied in like the exact same theme and everything. That was awesome.
Yeah, and pulled in some of the like Targaryen themes that we would see with Daenerys. We're pulled in with these Targs. Good shit.
Yes, that was perfect. So we're going to continue our tradition. We started this during our Game of Thrones rewatch, and we just thought that this game is the perfect game that has to do with all of the themes of this type of show, which is fuck, marry, kill. So Christine, I think we should just do one round for each other each, because we have not a lot of deep relationships with any of these characters yet.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm even going to pull.
Very
shallow. Yeah. I don't think I'm even going to pull from any that we know very well yet.
Okay.
I think this is easy. Kristen Cole, Corlys Velaryon, or Otto Hightower.
All right, let's kill Otto Hightower. Not into his bullshit. Let's marry Corlys, because I love his little snarky remarks to support his wife. He seems like a good husband. And obviously, fuck Kristen Cole. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do... Let's do Rhaenys. Let's do Rhaenys, Viserys, and Daemon.
I'm gonna kill the guy who just murdered his wife. So bye, Viserys, you're dead. I'm gonna fuck Daemon because
yes, I would like to do that.
And I'm gonna marry Rhaenys because she seems like she's the shit.
She's real cool. Yeah, that one was easy too.
All right, we will be back next week. I think. We're going to try to have these episodes come out, like, as soon as possible after the show, but I believe next week we might be a couple days later than we will be this week, just FYI, but don't worry, it's coming. And in the meantime, Christine, do you have anything you want to plug?
Sure, as always, you can follow my bands. I'm in a pop-punk band called Chaos Pixie, so that's Chaos Pixie NYC on Instagram. And then I have another project where I do covers. It's Hard Cider, so it's at Hard Cider Music. How about you, Lauren?
You can follow me on Instagram at @low_mazzy. And also, we're going to be at Fan Expo in Salt Lake City, so...
Yes, we are!
Yeah, come find us there. We have a little booth, and we might even be taking some fan reactions for a special episode.
I hope so. That would be really cool.
So, I think that's it for today.
I think so. Yay! Our first House of the Dragon episode in the books.
We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, dreams didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye forever.
God, I hope so. I want some more like magic Targaryen shit. Honestly.
Yeah, I do like magic Targaryen shit. I'm fine with that. Somebody fucked a dragon.